Close your eyes, watch your breath, and watch your mind as well. Part of the good news of the Buddha's teachings is that the state of our mind doesn't have to depend on things outside. In fact, even before we're aware of things outside, the mind is already preparing itself, what it plans to do, what it wants to do out of these things. And the problem is we do a lot of that in ignorance, and we end up making a mess. But if you bring knowledge to the process, then you can actually direct your mind in the right direction. Then no matter what happens outside, you're not going to suffer, and you're in a much better position to see clearly what you're doing and what you should be doing. This is why we meditate. And one of the ways in which we fashion our minds is by the perceptions we hold, the images we have in mind about who we are and what the world is outside, what our strength is, what our abilities are. This is one of the first pieces of instruction the Buddha gave to his son, and when he taught his son how to meditate, is make your mind like earth. Think of how vast and immovable and unreactive the earth is. The earth can put up with all kinds of things, and it's still earth. It's bigger than anything human beings can do. So try to make your mind like that. No matter what happens outside, your mind is like earth. It doesn't get upset. It doesn't react. As the Buddha said, people can pour disgusting things on earth, and the earth doesn't get disgusted. They can pour nice things on the earth, and the earth doesn't get attracted. It just watches. If we thought of the earth as being aware, make your mind aware, but solid like the earth. So whatever comes up, you watch, and then watch carefully, and hold that perception in mind that your mind is bigger than any event outside. So no matter what comes along, you can take it. The problem in our society now is that we teach people to be impatient and reactive. Buy now, buy now, buy now, they say. You say, well, no, wait for a minute. Well, get upset about this, get worked up about that. And then you say, no, wait a minute. Let's look at these things more carefully. And when you think of your mind as being like earth, you have the strength and the resilience to look at them more carefully. So just holding that perception in mind puts you in a much better position. You're beginning to shape your mind in the right direction. So you're not a slave to the world. You're in charge of your actions, because after all, it is your actions. Your actions are what determine your life. So you want to be in charge of them. You don't want the world to take over. You want to be the one determining where you want your life to go. It begins with this quality of resilience, patience, endurance, solidity. And you can develop that by simply holding that perception in mind. You don't have to react. Just watch. And then when you've watched for a while, then you can see clearly what needs to be done, and you're in a much better position to do the right thing. And as for your meditation, the same principle holds. When things are not going well in your meditation, think, my mind is like earth. It can stand this, but I can watch now and see what's going wrong. This is how the mind becomes more reliable, more of a refuge for itself. It becomes more independent, because it's not being pushed around all the time. So make your mind like earth.